A motion to discharge House Bill 2364, or the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, from committee and put it up for immediate vote was rejected on February the 11th. The bill was rebranded as House Bill 4588 and labeled as Protecting Unborn Children Who Are Capable of Experiencing Pain by Prohibiting Abortion After 20 Weeks, and was passed by two committees and went to vote during the evening floor session. Delegate Woody Ireland stood in support of the bill and said that if there were concerns about it, they should have been dealt with in the committee process.
Where were those amendments during the committee process? The committee process didn't really work very well because debate was stymied both in the health and in judiciary, my understanding. But if there were those concerns, why haven't they been dealt with?
Opponents like Delegate Misha Poor felt that some of the language was unconstitutional and noted that the bill wasn't brought up in the Women's Caucus. She also argued the need for privacy by framing the issue like this.
Now let's say this. How many of you all in this room have ever had a sexually transmitted disease? How many of you all suffer from erectile dysfunction? Raise your hand! Any of you in here taking Viagra? Let us know. You see how offensive that is of me to ask? You see how I'm getting in your bedroom? How I'm getting in your boxers? Stay out of mine.
After more than 2 hours of debate, House Bill 4588 passed 79-17. The question now is if the Senate will take the bill up. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.